I would like to tell you a story, maybe a good night story, maybe even imagine you're being tucked in. Once upon a time, there was a species of human beings that found themselves born in the ocean. And when they were born swimming. And all they knew what to do was to swim. They swam for years, this way and that way. But after a while, they got tired of swimming all the time, but they didn't know anything else. And then they heard about that somewhere, maybe far in the west, was some place where the water got so hard that you could stand on it and rest on it. So they swam west for years, but never came to what was called the hard water, the land. We must have had it wrong. Maybe it's in the north. They swam to the north years more. They were getting really tired. They didn't know anything but swimming. And then they know nothing up there, so they went south and nothing there. They went east and nothing there. And then they heard there was this wise woman who lived somewhere. And so they swam till they found this wise woman who was a champion swimmer, but she looked so rested and peaceful and calm, and like they'd never seen anyone like that. So they said, we're tired. We've been swimming for decades. That's all we know what to do. And we can't find any place to rest. And she said, oh, you know, all you have to do is flip over and float. It was right there all along. Flip over and float. So I suspect some of you haven't been just swimming for decades, but some of you have done the equivalent. Maybe you've been thinking, trying to figure things out, planning, solving, doing everything you can to arrange to have a better past. All kinds of things, spinning of the mind. Some of you have spent a lifetime not swimming, but making up a self, being a self, defending a self, protecting a self, apologizing for the self, trying to get away from the self. And there are certain things that human beings do. If you keep doing it, looking for the place of rest while you're doing it, you'll never find it. Never. At some point, you have to do the equivalent of the radical thing of turning 180 degrees over into that place where you can rest. A different way. And then after you've rested a long time, then something will grow. Something will grow, something will heal, something will transform, something will occur that could never occur if you're always doing the thing, the swimming, the thinking, the selfing. And the trust that we have in this practice, one of the profound trusts is trusting that there's something inside of you which is not yourself. Trusting there's something inside of yourself which is not yourself, on which you can rest and discover a whole new way of living. And that place that's inside of you where you can rest, what it most wants to do is to reassure your heart. Reassure you. And knowing that there's this place that is there to reassure you, things are okay, you're okay. It's okay to go to sleep tonight. It's okay to go to sleep without any worries, without trying to fix anything or solve anything. It's okay to go to sleep contented, happy. That there, even though you don't know it yet, the rest is close by. Maybe it's in bed. May you lay in bed, contented and happy and relaxed, reassuring that part of you that's always trying to do and figure out. Offer some reassurance for this one night. And may you begin to discover that which is inside of you, which can provide you with the greatest happiness. Sleep well. Thank you.